Our students are at home during this outbreak of the COVID-19. These are scary times. Most of you have not faced the uncertainty of an untreatable virus or an economic meltdown, much less both, in your lifetime. People are panicking because they are facing something over which they have no control. However, again, this Lenten season, we're privileged to go to that hill outside Jerusalem where there stand three crosses. From an unexpected source came a sinner's plea and a Savior's promise. We read from St. Luke's account of the crucifixion as recorded in his Gospel, chapter 23, verses 39 to 43. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The sinner's plea. We hear the plea, "Lord, remember me," from one of the two criminals crucified with Jesus. Crucifixion was reserved for the worst of criminals, those who are beyond redemption. We do not know what this man's history had been or what he had previously known about Jesus. He had already heard Jesus pray from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He had witnessed the charges posted above Jesus' bloodied head, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." And he had heard the mocking cries of the soldiers, the crowd, and even his fellow criminal. The Holy Spirit led this most unlikely of reprobates to identify Jesus as the promised Messiah and his personal Savior. He rebuked the other criminal, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?" And he confessed, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." This criminal confessed his many sins, but he also recognized that Jesus was innocent of any crime. He recognized that Jesus was not deserving of death. However, his faith went even further as he believed that Jesus was the promised Messiah King who had come to establish his kingdom. Listen to this criminal's dying plea. "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." This was a sinner's plea. "Remember me." He did not try to remind Jesus of what he had done because he had nothing to offer. He reflected the hymn, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." He threw himself on Jesus' mercy and uttered this dying plea, "Lord, remember me." The Savior's promise. What was Jesus' answer? "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." no strings attached, no delay. Today, on this day that we know as Good Friday, the Son of God would open the gates of paradise. Today, the sins of the world would be paid for with the sacrificial blood of the Lamb of God. Today, the old serpent's head would be crushed, and all mankind would be delivered from the kingdom of Satan. Today, the sting of death would be removed through the substitutionary death of God's own Son on the cross. The Savior's answer to this criminal's plea, "Remember me," was the simple gospel promise, "Today you shall be with me." What a blessed thing when sinners hear Jesus say, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." Jesus answers your simple plea, "Remember me." For no matter who you are, no matter what you have done, no matter what you are facing, Jesus answers you with the assurance of his grace, his forgiveness, his unshakable love. Your plea as a lost sinner has been answered from the cross. Like the dying criminal next to Jesus at the cross, we gain entrance into paradise through faith in our crucified Lord and Savior, King of kings and Lord of lords. Right now, through faith, we are a part of Jesus' rule of grace, and we look forward to his kingdom of glory. We have seen paradise lost. Today, we look forward to that day when we shall see paradise restored. No matter what you're facing today from the COVID-19 or whatever personal problems or trials you are going through, you can simply plead as this criminal did, "Lord, remember me." And we hear again this Lenten season the promise from the cross, from our dying Savior, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." And may you, with your dying breath, plead simply, "Lord, remember me." Amen.
The hymn selected for this devotion is hymn 371 from the Lutheran hymnal.
Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds in peace arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Bold shall I stand in that great day, for who ought to my charge shall lay. Fully through these absolved I am, from sin and fear, from guilt and shame. The holy, meek, unspotted Lamb, who from the Father's bosom came, who died for me, now for my Lord and God I own. Lord, I believe thy precious blood, which at the mercy seat of God forever doth poor sinner's plead. For me, for my soul was shed. Lord, I believe we're sinners more than sands upon the ocean shore. Thou hast for all a ransom paid, for all a full atonement made. When from the dust of death I rise to claim my mansion in the skies, even this shall be all my plea. Jesus hath lived and died for me. Jesus, be endless praise to thee, whose boundless mercy hath for me and all thy hands have made an everlasting ransom paid.